Title: Dub Echo Basics with Stock Plugins, Beginner, Ableton Live, DNB Edition. Alright, let's get into Dub Echo. That's spacey, rhythmic, feedback why delay you hear in jungle, dubwise rollers, and weighty halftime where a sound hits, and then it kind of spirals off into the distance. In drum and bass, the goal is not to drown the whole mix in delay. The goal is controlled movement that supports the groove. You want the drums to stay punchy, the bass to stay solid, and the echo to pop out on key moments like a little special effect you can play like an instrument. In this lesson, we're building a classic dub echo using only Ableton stock devices, and we'll set it up the proper DNB way, on a return track, so we can do throws. That means the echo only happens when we choose, like on a snare at the end of a phrase, a vocal tail, or a stab. We'll also make it darker and heavier with filtering, add grit with saturation, keep the low end clean with EQ, and make it pump out of the way with sidechain compression. This is one of those techniques that instantly makes your track feel more produced. Let's set the context fast. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Pull up a simple loop, kick, snare, hats. If you've got a stab or a vocal chop, perfect. And keep your sub or main bass fairly dry for now. Dub echo usually lives on mids and highs. Low-end echoes get messy fast in DNB. Now we build the return track. Go to Create, Insert Return Track. Rename it something obvious like R-Dub Echo. And here's the big idea. Using a return gives you control. If you insert delay directly on your snare track, every snare hit gets echoed and your backbeat loses impact. On a return, you decide exactly which hits get sent into the echo. On this return track, we're going to build a device chain. The core chain is echo, then auto filter, then saturator, then optional reverb, then utility for gain staging. And we'll also add EQ for low cut, plus a sidechain compressor at the end to keep it tight. Later we'll add a limiter as a safety net, which is super important when you're experimenting with feedback. Let's start with echo. Drop Ableton's echo onto the return. First setting, turn sync on, because we want the delay locked to tempo. Set the time to 1/4 note to start. 1/4 in DNB feels spacious and rolling without getting in the way. If you go to 1/8, it gets more chatty and busy, which can be cool, but it's easier to clutter the groove. For a jungle-ish syncopation, dotted 1/8 can be sick, just use it like spice, not like the whole meal. Set feedback around 45% as a starter. You can explore 35 to 55, but start at 45. And because this is a return track, set dry slash wet to 100%. You don't want any dry signal on the return. The dry is already on your original track. For stereo vibe, try stereo or ping pong. Ping pong can sound huge, but it can also smear your drum image if it's too loud or too wide. We'll control width later. Add a little modulation, just enough to feel alive. Set mod amount somewhere like 5 to 15%, and mod rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. This is the not perfectly static wobble. You want life, not seasickness. While you're doing this, keep an eye on levels. Echo with feedback can build energy quickly. If it starts getting louder every repeat, that's the warning sign you're headed toward runaway delay. Now we shape it with a filter. Add auto filter after echo. Dub echo is almost always filtered so it doesn't clutter the mix and compete with your drums and vocals. Set auto filter to a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 1.5 kHz. A nice range is roughly 800 Hz up to 3 kHz depending on how dark you want it. Resonance around 10 to 25% gives that little pew tone that screams dub, but don't overdo it or it'll whistle. If you want extra motion, you can enable the auto filter LFO lightly. Keep the amount small, like 5 to 10%, and sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/4. That gives you subtle movement, like the echo is breathing, without turning into a crazy special effect. Next, add grit and glue. Drop saturator after auto filter. Set it to analog clip or soft sign. Start with drive around 4 dB, but explore 2 to 8. Turn soft clip on if you want it to sit a little more confidently and not spike. Then level match with the output. This is important. If you just make it louder, you'll think it sounds better, but you're getting tricked. Match the volume, then decide if it really sounds better. Saturation on echoes is magic for DNB, because it helps the repeats read on smaller speakers and makes them feel less clean digital delay. Optional step. A tiny bit of reverb. If you already have a roomy mix, you might skip this. But if you want the echo to have a faint tail behind it, add reverb after saturator. Keep it subtle. Decay around 0.7 to 1.6 seconds. pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut somewhere like 3 to 6 kHz, and dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. Remember, the return is already a wet-only signal. This reverb is not reverb on the drums. It's reverb on the echo, and it should feel like depth, not wash. Now, crucial D&B move. Protect the low end, EQ8 on the return and do a high pass, somewhere around 120 to 250 HE, with a steep slope like 24 or even 48 dB if needed. This stops your delay from stepping on your kick and sub. Here's a teacher tip that makes your echo cleaner. Where you place that EQ matters. If you put the high pass before echo, you prevent low frequencies from ever entering the feedback loop, which keeps the repeats from building mud. If you put EQ after echo, you're shaping the repeats, but low end might still be feeding the feedback internally. A super clean always works order is EQ8 high pass, then echo, then auto filter low pass. That way the feedback loop never gets fed with low end, and the repeats still get that dark dub roll off. Now let's talk gain staging and safety, because feedback plus automation can get out of hand fast. Put a utility at the very start of the return chain, before everything, and drop the gain to -6 to -12 dB. This gives you headroom so when you do a big send throw, the return doesn't explode. And at the very end of the chain, after everything including sidechain compression, add a limiter. Set the ceiling to -1 dB. This is not for loudness. It's just a safety net while you're learning and experimenting. Dub echo is one of the easiest ways to accidentally hit a giant peak. Now for the fun part, the throw technique. This is where dub echo becomes musical. Go to your snare track first. Find the send knob that routes to your R-dub echo return. Turn it up just a little to hear it. Then immediately, we're going to graduate to the real method. Automate the send so the echo only happens on selected hits. Go to arrangement view. Show automation for the snare track send to the dub echo return. Now draw quick spikes, like little ramps up and down, on specific snare hits. Classic starting point is the backbeat, 2 and 4, but in D&B you often do it more tastefully, maybe only the last snare of every 8 bars, or at the end of a 16-bar phrase, or on a fill. For send amounts, here's a practical range. For normal groove moments, you might be at minus infinity to minus 18 dB, basically nothing or barely audible. For throw moments, try minus 12 to minus 6 dB. For big transition throws, you can push minus 6 to 0 dB, but watch the feedback and watch the limiter. That's where it can spiral. If you notice your snare feels less punchy when you throw it, that's usually not because the send automation is wrong. It's because the return is stepping on the transient. Try making the return darker with more low-pass filtering, or use a slightly longer delay time like quarter note instead of eighth, so the repeat sits behind the hit. Another really effective trick is to add a tiny bit of lateness to the return. In Ableton's mixer, use track delay on the return and nudge it plus 5 to plus 20 milliseconds. That makes the echo feel like it's behind the drum instead of glued to it. Now let's tighten it up with sidechain, which is a massive modern D&B trick. Add a compressor at the end of the return chain, before the limiter if you're using one. Turn on sidechain. For the sidechain input, choose your drum bus or kick and snare group. Set ratio around 3:1 up to 6:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds, then pull the threshold down until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. What you'll hear is this. The echo stays present, but every time the kick or snare hits, the echo ducks out of the way. Your groove stays punchy, and the echo feels like it's dancing around the drums instead of fighting them. If you want a slightly more musical, breathing sidechain, try sidechaining from the snare only, not the full drum bus, and use a slower attack, like 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the first bit of the repeat pokes through, then it ducks. That can feel really rhythmic. Now, stereo discipline. Wide echoes can smear hats and make your snare image blurry. Put a utility on the return, or use one you already have, and control width. Start around 70 to 100%. If your mix starts feeling hazy in dense sections, automate the width down to 40 to 70% for those parts. This is one of those pro moves that people feel more than they notice. At this point, you have a full D&B ready dub echo return. Now we use it as an arrangement weapon. Try this. Every 8 bars, do a slightly bigger snare throw. Every 16 bars, automate echo feedback up for a single beat, like from 40% to 65%, then snap it right back. That one beat of danger is the dub moment, but it doesn't wreck the groove because it's controlled. Pre-drop tease idea. Send a vocal stab into the echo, then automate the auto filter cutoff down so it gets darker and narrower, and right at the drop, release it or open it up slightly. Dub echo can literally create tension without adding any new sounds. Another drop strategy: in the first 8 bars of your drop, keep throws minimal. Let the groove establish. In the second phrase, introduce more throws on one element only, like the vocal chop or stab. That contrast makes the second phrase hit harder without making the master louder. Now let's run a quick mini practice exercise. This is like a 10 to 15 minute drill. Load a basic 2-step drum loop. Create the return R dub echo. Set up the chain like this. Start with a utility at -6 to -12 dB for headroom, then a Q8 high pass around 180-ish if you want it extra safe, then echo, then auto filter, then saturator, then EQ if you want additional shaping, then compressor with sidechain, then limiter with a -1 dB ceiling. Set echo to quarter note. Feedback 45%. Ping pong on. Set auto filter cutoff around 1.2 kHz for the first 8 bars. Then from bars 9 to 16, open it up to around 2.5 kHz for an energy lift. Automate snare send throws. At bar 8, throw the last snare. At bar 16, throw a snare and maybe a vocal chop tail if you have it. Then loop it and listen. Question to ask yourself: are the drums still punching? Is the echo supporting the groove without masking it? If it's masking, darken it, cut more low end, reduce feedback, or increase sidechain. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. Too much feedback is the classic one. It builds way faster than you think and suddenly your whole mix is echo. Keep it usually under about 60% unless it's a deliberate moment. Another big one is not cutting low end. If your echo has lows, it will fight your sub and your kick. Also, avoid putting the delay directly on the snare insert if your goal is dub throws. Returns are the move, and be careful with super wide, loud ping pong. It can blur your stereo image. Lastly, reverb stacked on reverb. If your drums already have space, keep reverb on the echo minimal. Now, a couple of darker, heavier DNB tips. This audio version is shortened for playback.